Welcome to Story Quest. Today's story master is
Milo.
And the story title they came up with is
Cutie and the Fist.
The branches cracked and bent as the giant roared in fury. The tiny cat howled in terror and jumped down, but she was so small and the giant was so enormous.
Fee-fi-fo-fum, that kitten is going in my tum, he roared.
We'll get to that bit in a while. Let's meet our giant. Brain Chomper was a giant, and not a friendly one. I mean, you could probably guess that from his name, right? He lived up an enormous tree in the middle of a dark, damp wood, only coming down to search for some more brains to chomp. As a result, he didn't have many friends, because most people like their brains in their heads, not in a buttered bap. He was a bit sad and lonely sometimes, as no one seemed to want to be anywhere near him. Cutie was the kitten, and as our story starts, she was lost. She'd wandered into the dark, damp wood by mistake and was cold and very, very hungry. She had heard about the giant, and this made her whiskers tremble even more. She mewed and mewed, and eventually this attracted the attention of a kindly rabbit who was just about to nestle in her burrow for the night. Oh, I'm so hungry, mewed Cutie. Well, I can't help you much, as all I have is berries and leaves to munch on. But there is one place that you could find something to eat. The giant's tree. Did you know that it's enchanted? Enchanted? Wow. What does it do? If you climb it, it grants wishes. Anything your heart desires. It's just a pity rabbits can't climb. She added a bit sadly. But what about the giant? Trembled Cutie. I hear he likes brains, and I'd rather keep mine. Well, here's the thing. You have to climb the tree while he sleeps. Every night, from when the church clock in the far field strikes 11 to when the clock strikes midnight, he sleeps. That's your chance. Just make sure that you're back down by midnight, okay? Later that night, Cutie was excited, as under the cover of darkness, she prowled through the leaves of the forest floor to the bottom of the giant oak. Climbing it, she thought about her rumbling tum and wished for a feast fit for a feline. And something rather strange began to happen. Mists sprung up and the branches disappeared. In their place was a large banquet hall open to the night air, with dozens and dozens of plates. A grand banquet was spread out under the twinkling stars, with all of her most favourite things. At the heart of the long, elegant table, a towering mountain of golden, crispy fish fillets, which smelled amazing, combined with other mouth-watering aromas, making every whisker twitch with delight. Beside this centerpiece, delicate bowls of the creamiest milk crowded for space, their surfaces smooth and inviting. Platters of tender chicken and turkey, cooked to perfection, were adorned with sprigs of catnip, casting an enchanting spell of irresistible scents. Tiny silver dishes held an assortment of gourmet cat treats, from savoury seafood morsels to sweet chewy bites, arranged in colourful patterns that promised a taste of heaven. Well, there was no time to lose. Cutie pounced onto the table and ate some more. She listened carefully for the clock chimes because she didn't want to be a giant's snack, and with minutes to spare, softly jumped back down the branches to the safety of the forest floor. Well, that was brilliant! The very next night, she climbed the tree again and had another fine feast. This time, it was platters of pilchards and the finest double cream. Yum. Once again, she listened for the clock. Although the food was so yummy, she left it a little while later. Just in time, she returned to the ground. Fat and contented, she curled up for a snooze. And the next night, she made the trip again. I'll be honest, she was so occupied dreaming up new delicious treats that she kind of forgot about the whole giant thing. She chomped on chunks of chicken, nibbled on a nut or two, and demolished some damson jam. The church bell was striking. One, two, three, still she chomped away. Shrimps! Oh, yum! four, five, oh, and a lovely bit of salmon. Six, seven, woohoo, ham. She loved ham. The bell continued to chime. Poor Cutie was so engrossed in the feast that she didn't notice the sound of yawning. But then she heard a creak in the branches above her, and a looming figure made its way down. The giant.
Fee-fi-fo-fum. That kitten is going in my tum.
Cutie howled in fear as the banquet hall disappeared in the mists. What could she do? She thought fast. It was a wishing tree, right? She closed her eyes and wished to be back on the ground. Zap! She was back on the forest floor. But then, crack! The giant appeared behind her. The chase was on. She closed her eyes and wished that she could be a panther. Zap! Suddenly, her tiny legs were replaced by the muscular limbs of a big cat, helping her get further away from the giant. But then, crack! The giant appeared once more, this time soaring through the air, gaining on her, getting closer and closer and closer. Cutie was nearly out of ideas. I wish you were a nice giant, she meowed desperately. There was a fizzle and a crack, and Cutie and the giant found themselves back where they started in the branches of the tree. Everything was quiet. The giant's shoulders slumped.
No one ever made a wish for me before, the brain jumper said, in what was a very small voice for a giant.
Yeah, because I'm guessing anyone you meet is usually wishing they could disappear or be a million miles away. Cutie looked at him curiously. So are you really nice now? The giant had a think.
I think I might be, actually. I'd usually have eaten your brains by now, but to be honest, I just don't feel in the mood.
Well, that's great, said Cutie, and scampered happily around his enormous feet.
But what can I eat if I don't eat brains? He looked rather worried. I've never eaten anything else.
Cutie began to smile. I've got just the thing for you, she said. And scampering up the tree, she beckoned for the giant to follow, imagining her beautiful banquet and watching it appear through the mists. It was a banquet fit for a brain eater. Well, an ex-brain eater. And after a cautious sniff, the giant began to tuck in delight. And what happened to Cutie? Well, she became friends with the giant, and they'd spend their days dreaming up new delicious feasts, none of which, you'll be pleased to hear, included brains. And that's the story of Cutie and the Feast. I wonder what wishes you'd make if you climbed a giant's tree. A great story title and a brilliant character. Come on, it's the dream combo. Thank you so much to Tolu for bringing the brain chomper into the world of Cutie and the Feast. If you have any zany, wild, amazing ideas, we'd love to hear them. Use the StoryQuest character creator over at funkidslive.com. And our story master this week is Milo, who came up with Cutie and the Feast. Milo, you've been a brilliant story master with a fantastic name. Cutie and the Feast, Beauty and the Beast, two puns. What made you come up with that idea?
I honestly don't really know. So I was going through the woods and my sister thought maybe we should suggest a story for StoryQuest. So it's not really... I don't really know why I chose it.
But it's such a clever name. Did you know you were being so smart in making something just like Beauty and the Beast?
Pretty much, yeah.
Well, so Cutie and the Feast, right, can be about loads. When you sent it to us, what did you think we might write a story about?
Probably just, let's say, a cute animal having a meal, really.
A big feast. Well, here's a question. If I could serve you any food, if you could have the biggest feast ever, what would you have?
I'd like it to be pretty healthy. So maybe for start, I would have maybe a bit of a salad and like a cheese sandwich or something.
That is not what I was expecting, right? the feast, and you've gone for a salad and a cheese sandwich, something small. Keep it down, brilliant. I know that I've spoken to your sister before on here, and she loves reading stories. Is there anything that you've read recently?
I was reading some of the Tom Gates series.
By Liz Pichon. What do you like about those?
There's quite a lot, and you don't really ever get bored of them.
And aside from reading, I know that you're always running and jumping about, and you like doing front flips, yeah?
Yeah. I've only learned how to do them maybe in the last 2 weeks.
On a trampoline, or can you just stand still, jump in the air, and flip round?
Well, I have to do it on the trampoline right now.
But you'll get there one day. I loved chucking myself all over the trampoline as well. And I loved reading out your story. Such a brilliant name, Cutie and the Feast. Milo, thank you so much for sending that over to us.
It's okay.
Got an idea for a story? Tell us the title at funkidslive.com/storyquest, and we could bring your story to life. For a new story each week, make sure you hit subscribe or follow so you don't miss a single episode.